Hi, welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel podcast. Another day, another episode, and today I want to talk about victim mindset, living with chronic illness, what happens when you are in a victim mindset when you have a chronic illness, and what you can do to get yourself out of that space. Now, I speak from personal opinion. Personal opinion, personal experience, even. When I have been in a flare, I have felt like horrific shit. I have been ashamed of what was happening in my body. I was ashamed that I needed somebody to lift me into the bath, wash me, lift me out of the bath, dry me and dress me. And there would be times where I didn't want to wake up the next day. This is hell. I don't want to experience this anymore. And in that mindset, I never got better. It wasn't until I started reminding myself, this too shall pass. This will pass. I will get better. And then I started doing things that made me feel better. Those things were starting to try to eat, wiggling my fingers and toes, making sure that I was doing everything I could to rest without the emotional impact of anger and frustration. And that's difficult when when you don't feel well. That is so challenging when you do not feel well, to be able to get out of that poor me mindset and to get into that rebellious, I am going to get better and I am going to prove myself wrong, and even to an extent, some of the medical community. When I wasn't well at the very beginning, I was told by a nurse, you just have to accept that you're a sick person. A different nurse told me I had to lower my expectations for my health. And both of these statements were like red rags to a bull to me. I was determined, and this is very much my personality, determined that I was going to prove them wrong, that I was going to rebel against what they deemed the norms, and I was going to live as well as I possibly could, knowing that I have a health condition that sometimes will impact me, but there are always things that I can do to make myself feel better. When I was lying in bed in agony, could I watch some comedies to cheer me up, to get me out of that depressive, funky mood? Because laughter is medicine. Could I start to introduce small movements into my body? And it started just with wiggling my fingers and toes and turning my head from side to side, because movement as medicine. And then I was thinking about what it was that I was eating. So when I was in a horrific flare, I had to eat things that were really simple sugars that was really easy for the body to digest. And it's okay to do that, because that then gave me energy to then be able to start sitting up. And then when I was able to sit up, I could then start to think about, right, what can I eat that's going to nourish my body? Because food is medicine. There are always things we can do that are within our control. And I invite you to join the rebellion with me and get yourself into that mindset. If you are living in the, oh, I've got a chronic illness, I can't do that, but actually you could have done it, I want you to sit with why it is that you tell yourself that. Now, I get it might be fear. It might be fear of, if I go and do this thing, it might make me fatigued. It might make me feel unwell. 100% respect your health condition. Know your own boundaries. Use your illness as an excuse to get you out of the stuff that you do not want to do, that you know will drain you. But if there are things that you want to do, if there are things that you think, I wish I could, go to that exercise class or just do a little bit of something that makes me feel more confident, makes me feel a little bit stronger, gives me that sense of purpose. Then I want to encourage you, I want to help you, I want to support you on that journey. I want to help you get out the pits of hell. I want to help you get out of that victim mindset. And we, as I say, we can all go there. Whether you're living with a chronic illness or not, we can all go there and be like, oh no, oh no. And as I said, that's not to disrespect how you're feeling. If you tune in and listen to your body and say, actually, no, today is a day I need to go home and I need to lie down and rest, respect that and honour that. But also check in with yourself. What have you been doing before that? Has it been something that drains you? Is that something you have to do? Or is that something you can let go of to conserve that energy, to be able to do the things that you want to be able to do? I've worked with women who have said to me, Jen, I can't believe that I found you. I am so happy that I found you. You have given me my life back. Now, I haven't given them their life back. I have given them the tools for them to take their own life back. They came in search of wanting something better for themselves. They wanted to get some confidence in their movement, the confidence in their abilities, learn how to listen to their body so that they could then go on and do that. Somebody else who has joined my online membership, the Body and Mind Reset membership, you get a monthly email checking in with you. What went well last month? What are you focusing on for this month ahead? Just one thing that you know that you can commit to for the month ahead. And then what would one bonus thing be? And one of the ladies that replied to me, I am so glad that I have found this. This has changed my life. It has really motivated me to take action. I was slipping down into a place where I wasn't moving my body, I wasn't eating well, and that was fueling me to feel even worse. Now that I've started to tweak things around, turned a corner, I'm now in that upwards trajectory. I want you to think about where you are right now, even if you're feeling good, but you still cling on to that identity of being the sick person. What would 10% better look like to you? Doesn't matter what your start point is, it's 10% from where you are right now. You might be somebody who lives with a chronic health condition, doesn't like to admit that they've got a chronic health condition, lives life to the max, but often burns themselves out. You might be somebody who lives well with a chronic health condition, but knows that there is still that wee 10% extra that you could do better. You might be somebody who is in the pits of hell right now, thinking, all I want to be able to do is sit up in my bed without being in pain. That could be your 10%. And if 10% feels like too big, what is 1%? What is a tiny step that you would say that makes me feel better? I went into therapy to get to the point of knowing that it was okay for me to have a health condition, but not to be ruled by it in a negative way. I will absolutely use it as my boundary setting buffer when I need and want to, but I will not use it to let it hold me back from the things that I really, truly want to do. And that comes down to understanding how to manage your energy, how to nourish your body properly. And these things might be miles away for you right now, but think about what is that 10%. And if this resonates with you, if you think, yes, I want to get that 10%, then I'm going to be setting up a free challenge at the beginning of March. And if you want involved in that, drop me a message. Let's get you in. This challenge is going to be super simple, but so powerful, and it's going to be free. So if you want to sign up for that, let me know. If you know somebody who needs to hear this, or has been complaining about their health and wants to do more, or you think that they might be stuck in that wee negative victim mindset and just needs to hear a little bit of truth, send them this video. Pass this message on, get them to get in touch with me, get them to join in my free 3-day challenge. Going to be excellent. It is going to be powerful. No big tasks. Doesn't matter where you are on your journey, you will be able to join in with this and get the benefits of it. I'm very excited about it. And yeah, I want people to thrive. even though they're living with chronic health conditions. I was speaking to somebody earlier on today, and you know, they said, "Oh, I know somebody. Oh, actually, I know somebody else. Oh, actually." I mean, you start thinking about the number of people that you know that have got health stuff going on, and I know kids that have got been diagnosed just now with inflammatory bowel disease, small children, infants being diagnosed with that, and I know young people. People in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s are getting these diagnoses, not just inflammatory bowel disease, arthritis, osteoporosis. People struggling with long COVID. They've been struggling with long COVID for years now. MS, fibromyalgia, all these inflammatory conditions, endometriosis. How could I forget that one? I've also got that one. So many health conditions. It feels like we know more people with ill health than we know with good health, which is a horrible, horrible place for society to be in. But what I want to say to you is there are things that we can do to help us be better, and I want to help you join the rebellion and to get involved and to feel better. So if you want in, get in touch and let's get you started on your healing journey.